With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great writer for the San Diego Union-Tribune, but also a good longtime friend of mine. And I have a feeling he wants to weigh in on all this stuff. I just know Kirk too well, and he probably wants to chime in on Superman. Probably wants to chime in a little on Spider-Man. And he might even have an opinion on the age of Pebbles and Bam Bam. How are you, Kirk Kenny?
I'm doing just fine. As we've spoken about before, my favorite actor is Barney Rubble.
That's right. You and Henry Winkler from the movie. what was the name of that movie again?
Night Shift.
Night Shift, yes. A classic line for sure. A classic line. So who's older, Pebbles or Bam Bam?
You know, that's a good question. I would say
I think it's a good question too. I really do. I'm pretty pleased with coming up with it.
I have a pediatric physical therapist who sent me some explanation.
You really?
Do you want me to read it? Ben, his name's Ben. He's a really good listener to our show. Nice guy. He said, as a pediatric physical therapist, Bam Bam would be further along because his gross motor milestones, but doesn't necessarily mean he's older. Milestones like crawling, walking, and running occur due to child's progression of strength, balance, and coordination. Children progress differently, but it's also a cartoon.
It is also a cartoon.
But he's saying Bam Bam would be further along.
We also need to consider, I think there was some steroid use there. So
Matt Bam Bam could have been on the juice. That's a good point, Kirk Kenny. All right, Kirk, let's try to talk a little football. We got a big one tomorrow. I mean, to me, it's a big one, and I'm sure to everybody on the Mesa, it's a big one. San Diego State Aztecs, Utah State Aggies. Before we get into some of the possibilities of injury and illness, tell me a little bit about this matchup. From what I'm told, Utah State has a pretty good offense, at least statistically, and could challenge the Aztecs in that regard.
Yeah, what I like, and one of the things I wrote about, is it seems like the second half of the season, every week they face a quarterback-receiver combination that's pretty darn good. And Utah State is another one of those with a quarterback, Logan Bonner, who's among the SEC leaders in passing yardage. And then his top wide receiver is Devin Tompkins, who does lead the NCAA in passing yards. And he's got 9 touchdowns and I think nearly 90 catches. So I think that's one matchup right there to watch a lot. It'll be interesting.
The Aztecs, when they go up against a big time number one wide receiver, do they assign anybody to him, or do they just kind of do it with a team concept?
I think it depends. By and large, it seems like it kind of is mix and match. But I don't know that they're assigning any one particular guy.
Yeah, well, Utah State put 49 up against Air Force and also has a win over Washington State this year, which is a team a lot of people think the Aztecs could wind up facing in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl if they can beat Utah State this weekend. Are the Aztecs going to be healthy, Kirk? That seems to be one of the other storylines.
Indications I'm getting is, well, and the school hasn't said one word, so which has been their pattern during the whole coronavirus pandemic.
Right.
But the indications I'm getting is that there's some issues with the tight end room. Also, last week we saw that they were missing a holder, and I think their third-string quarterback, Will Haskell, was not available. I saw at practice this week, I noticed one of their wide receivers, Terrell Shavers, was out, and one of their offensive linemen. So I don't know if those guys were injuries and they're in the training room, or if there's something else going on there. So that's, I think, what I'll be keeping an eye on tomorrow when I first get there, to see who's out there.
We're talking to Kirk Kenny on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, talking about the Aztecs Mountain West game tomorrow, championship game tomorrow against Utah State. I guess I wanted to ask you about Brady Hoke and some of the rumors out there that, like, I think it was, what, Jason Whitlock? He said Brady Hoke would be the perfect fit for Oklahoma. And we had him on the show the day he was hired, and he said to us that he wants to stay in San Diego State, or at San Diego State. He doesn't want to leave. He's committed here. And I don't think that he – I believe what he said. But what do you think? Is there any chance that Brady Hoke is plucked from the program?
I would never say never about anything, but Brady reiterated in the last few weeks that he's not going anywhere. He's 63. I think he's at an age where programs aren't really looking at coaches that age anymore. It's kind of like how things were with Rocky Long. He had a long history of success at San Diego State, but he got to an age where I think most programs were looking for a younger coach that they knew would be around for a longer period of time than somebody who's in his 60s already.
Kirk Kenny is with us, Aztecs, Utah State tomorrow for the Mountain West Conference Championship. Kirk, how surprised were you the other day when Lucas Johnson didn't come out onto the field and Jordan Brookshire did? And then how surprised were you that Brookshire played this amazing game? I mean, it was... I mean, he came out there and he played probably as well as he ever has, and you couldn't have asked for a bigger moment for him to do it.
I pretty much fell out of my chair.
Really?
I think no, I'm kidding. No, but I mean, it was a surprise. The Aztecs are down 16-3, 3 minutes left in the first half, and it's like Boise State's got this game, and then all of a sudden the whole thing just flipped, and Brookshire played better than he has all season. One thing that was amazing, well, Jesse Matthews really helped him. He made about a 30-yard reception right off the bat where Jesse basically reached over a guy like a center reaching over a guard for the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that boosted his confidence right then and there. And then he made a couple other throws that took him down the field, and they get a touchdown, and they're right back kind of in the game. Then they come right back and get the ball, and they get a field goal right before halftime ends. And in the first drive of the second half, they get another TD to take the lead. So I think it was a surprise. You kind of had to rub your eyes a little bit, but obviously it was a pleasant surprise for the Aztecs.
Kirk Kenny joins us here, Premier Chevrolet of Fan Hotline. Now, if we were to ask you before the year, what would be more likely to happen? And I'm going to give you three choices. What would you say? Or none. The Aztecs finish 11-1 in the regular season. The Aztecs have a punter that has done things that no punter has ever done before. And the Aztecs have finished 11-1 on the season, but they haven't moved up the rankings at all. What would you say was most likely to happen?
I would go with the punter.
Okay. Yeah, everybody knew about the punter.
This is why. I saw his big leg in practice like 2 years ago, and for various reasons, he wasn't doing the punting then. I mean, they had a good punter already. They wanted him to focus on kicking field goals, but Matt Ariza always had a big leg. I guess maybe I hedged that. Would I have said he'd lead the world and become nicknamed the punt god? No, I don't know that I would have predicted that, but I knew he was going to be pretty good.
The punt god. You would think that the punt god would be on a team, because I agree with you, Scraby. This 19th ranking kind of ticks me off, to be honest with you, Kirk. It's almost as if, you know, these pollsters look around and go, well, 19th is as high as they've been in the last 40 years, so we're not going to rank them any higher, no matter what they do. I mean, this win over Boise State was a lot more impressive, I think, than they're getting credit for. It doesn't guarantee anything tomorrow against Utah State. It just seems to me what they've accomplished so far this season, they should be getting a little bit more play out there. They won't say anything, and I know Brady won't, but what do you think?
I mean, obviously, you'd think they would get more attention at being number 19 in the nation, but obviously there's also a lot of factors. They play late games usually. And as far as being number 19, I mean, that's still pretty darn good. What hurt them is when they lost to Fresno State, they dropped out. So then you have to kind of build it back, and then it's a matter of who's above you and who's losing and who's winning. I mean, you can say something about Utah jumping them, but they also beat the number 3 team in the nation, Oregon, that week. So, you know, various things happen. I think if they hadn't lost to Fresno State, I tweeted earlier in the week, somebody was asking where would they be, and I think they'd be about 15 or 16 maybe.
If they were undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would still be a slap in the face if you ask me. But one thing
but
that's not
the schedule's not the greatest either, so that's probably partly what's hurting them, I would think.
Well, I know, but I think the whole Mountain West Conference thing is hurting them. I mean, that's the thing that frustrates me, but we'll leave that for another day.
Right. That's a whole other discussion.
It really is college football
and this and that.
Yeah, it truly is. The job that Brady Hoke has done, though, this year, Kirk, where would you rank it in terms of you know, some of the work that Rocky Long did when he was here and some of the work Brady's done already? This has got to be way up there because this doesn't seem like an athletically imposing team. But, man, to be 11-1 and doing what they're doing, I think it's really a tribute to this staff.
I think the biggest thing you can say is he's coached them up and with his assistants to believing they can win, to being tough, physical, and finding ways to win. I mean, you've been around the Aztecs for a long, long time. How many decades did we go through where it's like they found a way to lose? Well, this team's found a way to win, and that's why they're 11-1.
Yeah.
That is why they are 11-1. Last one from me, Kirk. I saw on your Twitter today, at SDUT Kirk Kenny, or is it Kirk D. Kenny? I think it might be Kirk D. Kenny.
I put the D in there.
Okay.
Just to differentiate myself from other Kirk Kenny.
Like, I don't know how many of them out there are there.
Well, he's just being, he's not taking any chances.
I know of at least two.
Yeah. Well, I saw your Twitter this morning, and I saw that you were out at your favorite spot taking videos of the new stadium for the Aztecs. And I'm assuming everything's going to plan. It's looking like it's coming together. Any updates for us on that?
I think the biggest thing is within the next 2 weeks, they're going to have a ceremony to put the first seat in, and I think that'll be a big milestone. And then over the next 3.5 months, they're going to put the other 32,999 seats. And so it's just, you know, one more step that shows all the progress they're making. I think it's pretty cool. If anybody who's been in San Diego for very long, to watch how quickly the stadium's going up is at least a minor miracle and probably a major miracle.
Agreed. 100%, Kirk. Anything that, you know, anytime we step forward in this town, I'm excited.
It's still weird driving by seeing something new in that spot.
Yeah. My God, we actually made some progress in this city. Go figure.
Hey, I enjoy it so much I bring a sack lunch and make a day of it.
You just hang out and watch them build, huh, Kirk? That's you.
Yeah.
No wonder he liked the Kirk Douglas movie, Scraby.
Oh, Ace in the Hole. Yes, I did.
Scraby started to watch it, he said.
I did. I made it
wasn't
through.
Wasn't giving it high marks yet.
Well, I made it through an hour. I'm saying it wasn't bad. It was a little confusing, but I'm going to finish it out, and I'm going to let you know exactly.
Maybe I should sit there and watch with you so I can explain it
to you. Yes, please explain it to him. You have to understand the source of where this this movie review is coming from.
I do like the old school jokes that would be in no way accepted in today's world.
Society, yeah.
Society.
He was telling me a couple of them that probably wouldn't play.
There's a great one early on, though, where the editor he goes in and talk to, he wears suspenders and a belt.
Yeah.
He's a man who takes no chances.
That is funny. I will say that is funny. There are some bits of hilarity in
bits
that movie
hilarity.
So far. But I'm going to finish it, Kirk, and I'll let you know.
Hey, Kirk, enjoy the game tomorrow, and go Aztecs. Thanks so much for the time, and great job all year long following this team and helping us follow them in the UT.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
There he
Thank
goes,
you.
Kirk Kenny. Man who does a fantastic job covering Aztec football for the Union Tribune, and always fun to have him on the program. All right, we got an hour in the books. I don't know if we figured out who's older between Bam Bam and Pebbles, but we'll get the rest of it in.
I don't know if I can. Now that we're off that topic, I'm exhausted from arguing.
I know.
Topic.
We're going to get settled down and go to some Chris versus the Fans trivia next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.